wanna walk through all your open doors. I wanna drink down all your cheap wine. I wanna answer the phone when your old man calls. I wanna tell them that you're doing alright. I wanna erase all doubt. I wanna stand naked before the sun. I wanna lay down beside you.
Kid, I got in a lot of trouble and a lot of stupid crazy shit that made a lot of people unhappy. Made me happy though. And my brother, younger brother, and I used to push the envelope as much as we could. And I know I'm just an absolute delinquent at heart. But my younger brother is, he's an amazingly professionally oriented kind of a guy. But I remember the day that he was scolded for running across the street with a, out looking both ways, and he had a little big wheel. He was about 5 at the time. And my grandmother said to him, if you run across the street like that again without looking, I'm gonna have this little picnic lunch backyard. All your friends will be over. and you're going to be naked. And so she, you know, she held her ground. So, you know, the very next day, he's like,
"Oh, Jason, I'm coming over." You know, didn't look, went right through the street.
So the following Sunday, there was a little party that happened. And I was 10 at the time, so I was highly observant of all of these things that were happening. But his friends came over, and there he was sitting on the back porch. He was totally in the buff. And they're like, "Why don't you put some clothes on or something?" And he's like, "What's the big deal?" Yeah. I'm just hanging out. And the whole reason that he maintained this, he was 5 at the time, I was really kind of awestruck by his Gandhian presence. And my grandmother was kind of like, she knew that she'd been one-upped, you know? And and, you know, he went on to, you know, be incarcerated a couple of times for getting nude at, like, a dead show or something. Which, I mean, that says a lot about him and his growth, but, you know, the grandmother, she tried and she said a lot of good things, and, you know, we miss her. And this is one of the tunes that kind of encapsulates a lot of the stuff that she told us as kids. This one's called Tribe.